Hello, listeners, and happy holidays. I'm Alexia Gordon, host of the Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon. Thanksgiving is past, and with the start of Advent and Hanukkah, we're entering what I call the festive season. Christmas, Kwanzaa, Festivus, Solstice, Twelfth Night, so many occasions to celebrate before the winter bleakness sets in. I asked my author friends if they'd join me in honoring the season. Nearly two dozen of them enthusiastically said yes. The result? A month-long The Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon holiday extravaganza. Tune in to hear interviews with authors about their holiday-themed cozies, as well as authors and bloggers sharing holiday memories. Then stop by the podcast Instagram, podcast_cozy, for author holiday photos and recipes. That's podcast_cozy on Instagram. Join the fun all month long, and happy holidays. Let's start the celebration with author Deborah H. Goldstein, remembering celebrating Hanukkah with her family as a child. Deborah is the author of the Sarah Blair Mysteries. Her latest, Four Cuts Too Many, is available now. Her fifth, Five Bells Too Many, comes out in June 2022. Here's Deborah.
Hi, I'm Judge Deborah H. Goldstein. Tonight is the first night of Hanukkah, which is the festival of light celebrated when the reclaimed temple's menorah remained lit for 8 days, when they only had enough oil to have lasted one day. In our home, like in many Jewish homes, we had a simple menorah. But saying the blessings and lighting it each night was a highlight for my sister and I, as our parents and my paternal grandparents, who lived in an apartment above us, watched. On the first night, after the candles were lit, my grandfather would sit at our kitchen table and place three rolls of pennies on the table, plus a big wooden dreidel. It was a ritual every night to play the dreidel game with him. Putting a penny into the pot, taking a turn spinning the top like toy, and seeing if it landed on the nun, gimel, hay, or shin. My sister and I didn't care that the letters stood for words, Nes Gadol Hayashem. A great miracle happened there. We only wanted to know if we would win none, all, half, or need to add another penny to the pot. Hanukkah was also a time for presents. Our parents weren't in a position to give us big gifts nightly or even once during the holiday. So my mother came up with creative and clever little gifts for each night. My favorite year was when I became a brownie. I was excited to be joining a troop and for everyone to know my mom was our leader. So it was a thrill each night to open various packages that were going to be part of my uniform, my beanie, my socks, a handkerchief, and the piece de resistance, a brownie ring. My sister wasn't left out. Because my mother had to drag her to our meetings, she was our mascot. So she received a brownie pencil, eraser, socks, and her own beanie, but not the ring. By the way, I still have that ring today. Now, we weren't a Jewish home that celebrated Hanukkah and Christmas. It was made clear to us that we were only going to be celebrating Hanukkah. We were taught not to fight with people in stores when they said Merry Christmas, but to reply, Happy Holidays. We were also taught that while we had our Hanukkah rituals, our friends who were non-Jewish had theirs associated with Christmas. When we asked if we could have a tree, we were told that wasn't part of our holiday. But for years, our parents took us to a friend of theirs' holiday party. And each year as we pulled up, my sister and I would be excited because we knew when we walked into their house, we would be flipping the lights on of their Christmas tree. It wasn't until one year when, as we pulled up, I saw the window, the tree in it was lit, and suddenly it went dark. And all their other decorations on the house were still lit, and I realized it had been a ploy to make two children happy. The other crossover tradition was for my sister and I to play a Christmas carol record my mother had on Christmas Day. She loved carols as I do. and we were allowed to open a special present from a woman my father worked with. She was from England, and each year she would spend her vacation back home in England. And during that vacation, she would bring us back two books that she would give my father to give us ostensibly at Christmas. To this day, I cherish my first graphic Rupert books. I could follow the comics and captions on the top two-thirds of the page well before I could read the more complex version printed at the bottom of the page. Although we had these two modified Christmas traditions, the most important part of our holiday for us, and for what I have now carried forward to my children and now my grandchildren, is that for us, Hanukkah is a celebration as a family. We tell the story of Hanukkah, and together we light Hanukkah's twinkling lights.
Thank you for listening to The Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon, part of the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. I'm Alexia Gordon, award-winning author and host of the show. Tune in next time for another chat with an author writing on the lighter side of crime. Until then, goodbye.